Parents, welcome to another episode of The Journey, a podcast intended to educate, equip, and entertain you as we talk about important issues facing our families. PCA is a Christ-centered, biblically-based, and family-focused community of committed believers doing life together. We hope the information you hear on this podcast informs and inspires you to be a better parent. Welcome to The Journey.
Hey, parents, welcome back to The Journey. This is Dan Panetti. I've got a good friend, longtime friend, Matt Shaheen, Texas State Representative, District 66. Yeah. Got done with our last legislative session. Some great things happened in that legislative session. And then, hey, we got to go into a primary. We're getting ready for a general election. Lots of things going on from a political standpoint. We talked to you a few months ago. One of the things I had been reading about was one of the bills that had passed in Texas dealt with the issue of online pornography dealing with minors.
That's right.
And I reached out to you and I said, hey, who led the charge on this? Who was the one who pushed this forward? And I guess I hadn't read far enough down there, right? And you're like, that was me, right?
I gave you a smiley face.
You did.
In
you gave
the
me a smiley face. You're like, that's me. And so I went and I did some more research on it, and you know, Matt Shaheen's name popped up all over the place, and I was like, there you are. So I want to give our parents an update on what's going on, and we can just kind of help them understand what the state of Texas is doing really to protect minors from these online porn places that are just. Our kids are being just inundated with pornography. There was a study, Common Sense Media, their 2022 report on teens and pornography said that 73% of teens report that they have seen pornography when they've been online. I think the number is higher than that. But a lot of those kids are actually not looking for it. And that's the thing our parents really need to understand.
That's right.
Is these porn places are searching, are finding your kids. So when they see the different profiles that are set up and they see a young boy or young girl, right? This stuff is being pushed towards them.
That's right.
And then a lot of this, you know, in our mind, in terms of what we think about in terms of pornography, the material that's accessible to young people even today is far more violent and far more offensive, really, than in years past. And so that's one of the things that our parents really need to grasp and understand is how easy of access that it is for our young people. And, you know, what is the state then doing? What was your bill and where does it stand now in terms of, you know, from the state of Texas standpoint, how are we protecting our parents?
Yeah, and it's you summed it up well. I mean, it really is important for parents to understand that their kids are targeted and they're under attack. So it was House Bill 1181, and it simply required pornographic websites to do age verification. So it's no different than, you know, all across the internet, all across the globe, there's age verification for tobacco products. There's alcohol products where states or other countries
allow
it. For
social media sites, there's verifications.
It's a very simple process. The pornographic site can do it themselves. They can get a third party. It was incredibly reasonable. Anyhow, that's what it required, is that they do age verification before somebody views their website, the pornography. And they fought us. A coalition of pornographic websites had formed together, and they fought us. They sued us. They sued the state of Texas. And for a while, they were prevailing. They took it to district court, and there was an injunction placed on the legislation, meaning that it could not be enforced in the state of Texas. Then ultimately, we prevailed. It was appealed, and the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals said, of course, that the state of Texas could require this. So what ended up happening is the pornographic websites were given the choice. Do we comply with the law and do age verification, or do they pull out of the state of Texas, meaning that they were going to deny access to people in Texas? And I think it's like over 20 pornographic websites have now removed access to their sites. People in Texas can no longer view those websites. And as far as I'm concerned, see you later.
Here's what I don't understand. The report said that several states have done this. It said Florida, Texas, Utah.
That's right.
And I kind of paused and was like, why hasn't every state done this? Why haven't all 50 states done this? Why are states not looking to protect minors from this online porn, especially when it's just a verification, right? So, I mean, it seems like it's a pretty low bar right, from a parent standpoint, that you would say, yeah, you need to make sure that this material doesn't get into the hands of 8- and 10-year-old kids, right? Yeah. That would be like step one.
This is
but
very
most,
reasonable.
Most states haven't passed this.
Yeah, no, it's very reasonable. And, you know, an adult, if they want to view that trash, they can do it. But, yeah, we're going to protect children in the state of Texas. I will tell you probably what's happening, and this is pretty early concept. And so I think what you're going to see is once that legislation passed – my office started getting phone calls from other legislators across the state of Texas. So what you're going to see eventually is this going to roll out to more and more states. We typically, for example, we've talked in the past about the legislation that I passed to protect kids from the sexually explicit shows, the sexually oriented drag shows, and all those types of things. We took provisions from other states to form our bill because some of the legislation from other states actually wasn't being upheld in courts, and so we were taking some of the lessons learned from other states, crafting
pay
our
attention,
language.
Right?
And
Well, that's one of the things that they said.
So you'll see it grow.
Some pornography is considered by the courts to be protected free speech.
That's right. It is.
You know, when a state, and you're a state actor, when you're down there in that legislature and you're acting on behalf of us, you know, when you limit access to information that is, you know, that would otherwise be protected, the courts look at it and say, hey, you better have a really good reason, right? You better have a compelling state interest to limit the access to this. And so there's a lot of people out there fighting this, saying, hey, the state really shouldn't be limiting access to this because you don't have a compelling state interest in doing that. And what you're saying is we absolutely have a compelling state interest in making sure that our children do not have access to this material.
Yeah, I mean, that was a hurdle that was crossed pretty easily. I mean, it's common sense, but I mean, there's study after study. We were pulling studies from from different psychological organizations, but even the Department of Justice were saying children that were exposed to sexually explicit material were more likely to engage in sexual type crimes. And so that hurdle was overcome quite easily. But I think at the end of the day, look, your parents need to understand that there's a spiritual battle and their children are under attack.
It's true.
In the state of Texas, we're going to do everything we can to protect their children, their grandchildren. And so I do want to encourage, you know, Texas parents of that reality. But look, you know, if there are any parents that have any concerns or feel like there's some other areas that aren't being addressed, you know, they should reach out to their legislator. That's what we're here for. Because here's the problem that we have is the people that are targeting our children, they're not going to stop here, right? They're going to come up with different approaches. I mean, I would have never thought of any of this stuff, you know, like 8 or 10 years ago. Yeah. And so they're going to continue targeting our children because this is a spiritual battle. And so I really want your parents to understand that they can come to their legislator with their concerns, and if there's some issues that we need to address, we'll do it.
One of the things that you saw was the material that kids could access in their public school library or public library and at very young ages. And so material that was written specifically to – right, you know, kindergarten, first and second grade was now sexually explicit and promoting kind of an LGBTQ, right, idea and concept for a very young audience.
Oh,
right? And you addressed
terrible.
That issue as well.
Yeah, so we passed legislation that sexually explicit material is not allowed in our schools. And not only did we outlaw it, but if a book vendor is found to sell that material to a public school in the state of Texas, they are banned from doing business with any school in the state of Texas.
And the state of Texas has a lot of kids in schools, and that's
5.6
a lot of money.
Million. And that's just public. Yeah. So private and homeschools actually is obviously on top of that. But yeah, it's incredible what we're having to do. But we're going to do it. Yeah. We're going to protect our children.
Yeah, and I think from a parent's perspective, I love when the state is helping me. You know, not working against me, but actually working with me, right? From a parent perspective, though, you should be on top of this information of anything that your kids have access to, any, you know, internet access that they have, their phones. There are a lot of different safety features that are actually built into your devices that you can use and you can make sure that you set up and you can monitor. And so, you know, I wouldn't wait for the state to take action. I would make sure as a parent I'm constantly taking action. But when a, you know, when a parent's sitting there saying, hey, and the state's working with me to try to protect my kids as well, I mean, that's a great win-win for both of us.
Well, there's some governments that aren't working with parents. Yeah. And quite frankly, you know, we've seen examples of Austin ISD. We've seen just the craziness in California and other states where they are working against parents for sure. So, you know, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that this is a safe environment here in Texas. But, you know, you mentioned devices. One of the other pieces of legislation that we're examining now, just again, to stay on top of all this, is actually to mandate those applications be on cell phones that are sold in the state of Texas. As you can imagine, there's a lot of cell phones that are sold here, mm-hmm. and require that. And we're already getting resistance from the technology company. So that, yeah. you know, that'll be a battle, but we'll be ready for it. But yeah, we're constantly looking for ideas. But you're spot on. The parents. It's just difficult to raise children with all the attacks on them. And so, yeah, they really do need to be diligent having the software on those devices that the children are using. They just got to do it. That's the world we live in now.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a ton of parental controls that you have access to.
Yeah.
Right.
Like the streaming software that we watch our movies and mm-hmm. in the phones and so forth, but you got
to
use it.
You need to make sure you're on top of that. Yep. Let's just talk real quick, 30,000 foot level of just politics in general.
Yeah.
Where we are, where we're going, right? Because we finished up a legislative session, right, this last year. Mm-hmm. We're in the kind of election cycle for Texas.
Texas, very much.
Right? Texas only serves 140 days every 2 years.
That's
so,
right.
So, you know, your one election cycle of 2 years is just one session.
Right.
But we're done with the primary. We're getting mm-hmm. ready for a general election in That's November. Right. So from our parents' perspective, right, what are the things that they need to be paying attention to? I know some people get kind of, you know, burnt out on politics. It mm-hmm. seems like, you know, the cycle happens every couple of years. We're in a presidential election. From a Christian standpoint, right, what should our parents be looking for in this election cycle?
That's a great question, because so each party, like you said, Dan, they've gone through their primary mm-hmm. process. So now each party has their candidates that are going to be on the ballot for November. That's what this whole primary election was about, for each of the Republicans, Democrats, and, you know, the Greens and Libertarians. But who are going to be their candidates on the ballot for November? So it's really important that we come out and vote is the first thing. We have a very low election turnout, voter turnout in the state of Texas. In fact,
which actually kind of surprises me.
Well, so like, I mean, if you look at
Texans are people who they don't like other people telling them how to run their life.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. If you're not voting, you're basically giving that permission to somebody else who's going to vote to put a person into office who's going to be in control.
You're
over
spot
you.
On. The primary election that I just went through, 14% turnout.
14%.
14.4%.
That's terrible. And that's of registered voters.
That's right.
So that's even that's smaller right. than the people who could be – right, who are 18 and above.
So at a minimum, you know, our Christian family, they need to vote. But they need to be educated voters, right? And there's just so many resources that are out there that are available as far as who to vote. But, you know, you just need to look at the world through a biblical lens, which I know a lot of our moms and dads do, and choose their candidates.
Yeah. One of the things I found most helpful people like to compare the party platforms of the different parties. I think the conventions are always an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
If you'll watch the Republican National Convention and the Democrat National Convention, you get to see the people that each party kind of puts forward as, these are the people that represent us. These are the ideas that represent us. And so if you're going to elect these people to these particular parties, these are the ideas that you should expect us to advance, right, and what we think is what makes America great.
Well, that's a good point, because the state conventions for each of the parties is going to occur. The Republican convention is going to be in end of May, which I'll be attending. Yep. So, yeah, to pay attention to those platforms and see where they are and the issues that touch those kids, that's a really important thing to do.
It
doesn't take a bunch of time either.
No, totally.
I mean, you can Google it and spend 10 minutes, and I think your parents will draw the right conclusion when they visit the two platforms.
Yeah, they're pretty clear, and there's a distinct difference between those. So
there
pay
really
attention
is.
To those things. So
yeah.
Matt, I appreciate your time. I appreciate your efforts.
I love being
in the legislature of doing the work for us. Down there in Austin when you're down there, defending our families and the ideas that really give us the greatest freedom. Because some people think that this is a restriction on our freedoms and our liberties. And in reality, the concept is, right, that this material doesn't need to be getting to our kids, because in a way it enslaves their minds to something, especially as a young person trying to process this information that's getting to them, right? It's so easily addictive and it's easily warps them.
It's also very demeaning to women.
Yeah.
And we need to lift up our girls. And, you know, we're having to fight battles to make sure they can compete in sports. And so there's an attack on our little girls, and we need to defend them as well, and we're going to.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate your time and helping educate our parents. So thank you.
I loved it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for investing the time to listen to this episode of The Journey. Please take a minute to share with friends and family who will also benefit from this valuable resource. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast app. It is truly our blessing and honor to walk with you on The Journey.